Okay, let's continue the Gemara on Ayin Gimel Amud Bet. V'hai prat l'nezirut me'acha nafka me'atam nafka. We had a mi'ut. It's... Yeah, it's v'hai prat l'nezirut me'acha nafka. The first word on line is in. It's really right in the center. So v'hai prat l'nezirut me'acha nafka. We learned earlier that a goy does not bring a korban for nezirut, and we quoted a pasuk. Rabbi Yosei Galili had a word. It said ola. So it says only a Jew brings an ola for a nezirut, but not a goy. So the Gemara asks, you learn it from that pasuk? Me'atam nafka. We have another pasuk that we learn it from, that a goy cannot bring a nezirut. Daber lebnei Yisrael v'amarta alehem ish. Ki yaflid lindor neder nazir lehazir. So it says ben the bit of bnei Yisrael. So the Gemara makes an exclusion. Bnei Yisrael nodrin v'na ovde kochavim nodrin. Clearly, bnei Yisrael makes the neder of nezirut and not a goy. So what do you need two pesukim for? Imehatam avamina korbanu dela laite avan nezirut chala alayu kamash ma'alan. If I just would have had the one pasuk that he doesn't bring a korban, I would have said, maybe he doesn't bring a korban, but the nezirut is hal on him. That's why I need the second pasuk to tell me, not only there's no korban, but the nezirut is not even hal at all. The first pasuk was, ola, it said in the pasuk. And ola, Rabbi Yosei Galili learned it as an exclusion, that only a Jew brings an ola for nezirut, and not the goy. What do you need it for? We have another pasuk that clearly says Bnei Israel is nezirut and not goyim. No, so we're just from the first pasuk. So maybe they don't bring the korban, but nezirut is hal on them. Kamash ma'alan, the nezirut is not even hal on them at all. Comes the Gemara and continues. Keman azla aditnan. Who is this going like? The following Mishnah. This was Mishnah from Masechet Shekalim. Amar Bishimon. Shema devarim itkinu bedin. Seven takanot bedin made regarding korbanot. Veze echad mehem. And this is one of the takanot. What is one of the takanot that they made? Oved kochavim sheshalach olatom medinat tayam. Goy sent us korban. Because we learned in yesterday's daf that a goy is allowed to send korbanot to the Beit HaMikdash. We accept it as a korban olah. So it says, if he sent it, Bemidinat Yam from overseas, Veshilach iman nesachea, and he also sent money with the korban in order to pay for the wine, Kiribin mishilo. Good, so we accept it. He pays for it, we accept it. The imlaf, let's say he didn't send money for the nesachim, Kiribin mishil sibur. So the sibur picks up the tab for the goy. So Gemara says, Lema Rabbi Yosei Galili, Velo Rabbi Akiva. We learned earlier on the daf that Rabbi Yosei Galili said that Goyim, we accept from them not only Korban Ola, but we accept from them also Yayin. Oh, whereas Rabbi Akiva, he said we accept from them Ola, but he did not mention specifically that we accept from them Yayin. So therefore, according to this Mishnah, it says clearly that if the Goy sends us the wine money, we use it. If they don't send it, we pay for it. It's much more that we accept the wine from the Goyim. That's like Rabbi Yosei Galili. They clearly said from the pasuk that one of the words in the pasuk coming toward us, even Yain we accept from them. Whereas Rabbi Akiva did not go so far. So this is going like Rabbi Yosei Galili. So Gemara says, "Afidu temer Rabbi Akiva olam vechol haverta." When Rabbi Akiva said that we accept an olah from the Goyim, he meant olah and all its items, all its friends that come with it. I mean, he had to speak out olah v'yayin v'zeh. That's included in what he said the olah. Right, you don't bring the sechim by themselves. Rabbi Yosei Galili said you can bring the sechim even by them by yourself. But when it comes with the olah, of course we'll accept the olah and all its pieces, all the parts that come with it. Okay. Comes the Gemara continues. Man Tana, who's the author of the following statements? Braita. Leha, the Tanu the Banan. So it says like this. Ha Ezra. So the pasuk is talking about over here that what? That it's possible to donate nesachim without a korban. I can come to the Beit HaMikdash and donate wine on by itself. How do I know that? The pasuk says, "Kol ha'ezrach ya'aseh kacha et ele." The kol ezach, all the citizens, could do kaka, donate the wine, which is the context of the pasuk, and donate. So ezach mevi nesachim, ve'en ovet kuchavim mevi nesachim. Clearly, Jew can bring nesachim, but not a goy. So Gemara says, Yacho lo te'onato te'ona nesachim. Even when he brings a korban, no nesachim. I understand you're telling me alone. But what about when he brings it in the context of a korban? Can he bring the nesachim? Tavud omar kacha. What is kahitam? It says kacha means it's me'akiv, which means you must bring the korbanot the right way. And what's the right way? What nesachim? Mani, who be the author of that? Lo rabbi yosigi li, lo rabbi akiva. If it's going to be a sigli, he says you can even bring wine alone, the goyim. And this cannot be that, because we said clearly now, you cannot bring wine alone. And the Rabbi Akiva is the one that said they can only accept ola from them and nothing else. Oh, so yeah, who's going to be the author of this statement over here? Gemara answers like we answered just now. I can answer either, because he's the rabbi. Erase from the earlier braita wine. Jeez, take wine off the list. Really, goyim cannot give wine alone. They can only bring wine with the korbanot. They can bring solid, they can bring levona, all the other stuff, but they cannot bring wine. So once you scratch that off the list, sameh, erase that off the list, so then this braita makes sense. When the braita says that a goy cannot bring wine alone, it can be called a sugyanidi. Ibaitemar, biakiva, ola vechol haverta. Or it can be going according to biakiva, that when it says, when a goy brings an ola, it means ola and all its things that come with it, including the wine. Therefore, the bride is going with the Rabbi Akiva as well. Baruch Hashem.